Hi guys, and welcome back.
Did y'all miss our voices?
What? We were MIA for, 2 weeks?
Yeah. I think most of us were off for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, we did get some messages of like, hey, where's the podcast? It was just from my mom.
I know, it was like my sisters, and that's it.
No, but we did miss. I got COVID, so.
Yeah, Leslie got COVID, so she delayed a lot of things.
Yeah, it was my fault. Right?
No, just kidding. I'm glad you're feeling better, Leslie.
Yes, I am definitely feeling better.
But anyways, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022.
Ooh, isn't that crazy?
That is very crazy.
I'm thinking.
I felt like at the end of the year, I felt like it was a long year. And right now I'm like, whoa, that was
fast. That year went by fast. I feel like I was telling Nancy, I was looking back to like my calendar from last year. And I was like, dang, like the year just flew. I mean, the month just flew.
It really did.
Crazy. But Happy New Year. We hope that it's been a good start to it. And if it hasn't, then we hope that, you know, you're staying strong and that it gets better for you.
It gets better.
Yeah.
And enough with the resolutions and everything. Let's just live it.
Let's just,
the way it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just, you know, hope for the best.
Surf it.
Surfboard. I don't know why I just, okay. Anyways.
What were you doing during the holidays? Did y'all watch Emily in Paris?
I binge-watched it.
Like in a day?
On 2 days.
Okay.
I did 2 days because I was sick, so I was like, I want to go to sleep. But what did you think? What would you rate it from 1 to 10?
From 1 to 10, I would give it a 7 because it kept me entertained.
I would say 7 too. I think it was interesting, but it wasn't like a, oh my gosh, I'm in love with this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting. And
we're going to spill some spoilers, so if you haven't watched it and if you're going to watch it, maybe fast forward. Mm-hmm. And if you're not interested at all, then just just embrace us.
I was like, skip, embrace.
No, it was good. I think
it was good. It was just, I think it's one of those shows that makes you mad.
Because
it's like,
and then because it ends, and it's like, hold up, what happened?
Yeah.
But the characters or the actors, woof.
Oh, those two guys.
Whoa, that's what kept me like engaged. Like,
okay,
like,
I guess I'll stay and watch
it. Yeah,
it's
like, hold up. Ni me acuerdo cómo se llaman. ¿Cómo se llaman? Alfie.
Okay, I was like, I know he has a weird name.
Alfie's one of them.
Camille. Okay, that was a girl.
Camille, Emily.
What was the guy's name? The chef. Let's call him the chef.
He's pretty attractive though. But
he is super attractive. So what? Who did you think was in the wrong? Was it Emily?
The chef or Camille?
Or Camille. Camille was messed up too.
I don't know why Camille got me like
mad. Right?
Like, but it's like, I guess it's the hopeless romantic in me, because at the same time it's like, this girl is my friend and she just slept with my boyfriend, even if we were broken up.
Yeah, I guess we gotta put ourselves in her place.
It's like,
but she was being a good friend. That sucks. Emily's the one in the wrong.
I think Emily and the chef. Because it's like, hey, it takes two to tango.
That is true. And it's like, you know we're friends.
Yeah. And you like did that?
Yeah, you come in.
Like, en el amor.
Save your feelings.
Yeah.
Save your feelings.
Save them. I definitely think Emily and the chef were in the wrong. Just like, I remember I was thinking about it. I was like, ¿por qué ves que tiene la otra amiga también, Emily?
Hola, Chinita.
La que canta.
La que canta. I don't remember her name.
I was like, if I was her friend and I just saw everything else play out, I would kind of be like, I don't know if I want to be your friend if you like literally slept with her boyfriend.
That is true.
And are not telling her and pretending that everything's fine.
And then you want me to keep it
to
myself.
And it's like, how do I know that you wouldn't do that with my significant other? So I'm like, you know?
Friendships are so difficult. I feel they're enredaje.
It's like,
we need boundaries.
Yes.
Emily needs boundaries. The chef needs boundaries.
Camille needs boundaries. I think also when you mix work with like relationships, I think it becomes a whole drama.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how she was working with him and all this stuff?
Yes.
It's like,
involving work.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Into friendships, that's not a good combo.
Yeah, because it's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other, you know?
Alguien va a terminar mal.
Yeah. That's why our topic for today is
boundaries. off this year right.
Did y'all like that slick
intro?
Yeah. No, but we thought
about it all day.
We practice everything we're gonna say. We think it's important, mm-hmm. especially starting in a year. Because me and Nancy were talking about it, and we're like, you know what? We are not very good at having boundaries. So I think, I'm sure many other people are not good in that, you know.
Yeah, you pretty much called me out on it. I was like, I thought I was good. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. And I think as I age, because I'm so wise.
Okay.
I look back and I'm like, dang, I did not have good boundaries at all.
Looking at your past friendships.
Especially, I think, I was telling Nancy, like, specifically in relationships, I've talked about this in the past, rápidamente. Oh. Like, I had a best friend, and, yeah, I mean, he's a guy, and I was dating at the same time, like, you know, other guys. I mean, that sounds so weird. I was dating other guys, but at that time, I didn't see a problem of having a best friend. It was just like, he's my best friend. Y también, I was very prideful of, like, porque si hubo relaciones en que me decían, like, I don't want you talking to him.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, why? I knew him first.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, I totally get you with that. Was that just our young selves, or would that be right now, too?
I think now I would try to get in their shoes and be like, okay,
why? Try to understand the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and what am I doing wrong that you don't like?
Yeah, and meet them halfway. Kind of like, okay, you know
because
what?
Because I get you. I would be like that, too. Yeah. I'd be like, don't tell me.
Tell me what to do. Yeah.
Who to talk to. Like, you just met me, my friend.
Yes, yes. But then now when I look back, I'm like, okay, I see where they were coming from, though, because my best friend and I, we would talk every day. We would text every single day, like, hey, good morning, what are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, we'll send each other, like, good morning texts.
Yeah, like, it was just like, oh, how's your day? Good morning. Yeah, yeah. And we would talk on the phone sometimes. We would hang out on the weekend sometimes, like, go to the movies, or he took me once to go buy underwear. Like, he was like, hey, I don't want to go to Walmart by myself. Can you come with me? Just, like, things like that. So I think I was telling Nancy, like, there's definitely boundaries that need to be placed with friendships, especially, I don't know, it's like,
if it's a different gender.
Yeah, because with him, I definitely think boundaries were stepped over. Not in a, like, oh my gosh, very horrible way, but just in the fact of, like, if he knows me way more than my significant other knows me, then it's definitely
a problem.
I remember, wow, this is not me anymore, guys. Remember that. I remember whenever it would be, like, I would call my significant other, like, hey, like, I remember once I was having a rough day, and he was like, hey, like, let me call you back, because I'm doing, like, some job thing, and I automatically called my best friend, and he helped me through it. So when my significant other called me back, I was like, oh, I'm good. I talked to my best friend about it. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, dang, that's me? That's messed up, because
that,
like,
is messed up.
And I remember he got super upset, and he was like, what the heck? You know, I told you to just wait. I just couldn't talk to you at that moment. I was like, oh, but, like, he was there for me, my best friend. And I think that's when boundaries are definitely, like, why are you recurriendo hacia él?
Yes.
I think
also, that would definitely bother me. I'm putting myself on.
No, now I'm like, oh, heck
how
no.
Rude of me.
Yeah, I'm like, dang, that's messed up. That was pretty messed up. Yeah. I think, also, I wanted to ask, do you
believe...
This is
why her relationships didn't work.
This is why she has been single for so long. I was going to ask you, do you think guys and girls can be best friends? Caesar.
No.
I didn't even have to play a scenario.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, best friends? I thought you said friends, and I was like, maybe. But
best friends changes
best
it.
Best friends...
Yeah.
Changes it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a whole nother level of knowing each other.
Yeah.
And I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
I want you to be my best friend.
Yeah.
I want my better half to be my best friend. Not someone else's.
Yeah. I didn't think like that when I was younger. When I was back then. Now, yeah, I definitely am like, no. Like, I don't think a girl and a guy can be. Especially if it's like, if my husband, right? My future husband. My future husband, if he were to be like, oh, I have this girl best friend, and blah, 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 I'm like, why do you feel like you need to have somebody else when I should be both your wife and your best friend? And that was some issues that me and me and my guy best friend back then, we're not friends anymore.
Wonder why.
So he got married, and, you know, and I think there had to came to a point where I had to be, like, the bigger person of, like, I mean, I think he's always going to be a big place. Part of me, yeah, because he helped me through a lot of things growing up. No, we were best friends for, like, 6-7 years.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's a part of me that had to come to realize, like, even if you're still wanting a friendship, one of you has to be the bigger person. And with him, I was like, hey, like, I don't know. For me, it's like, there's no need for me to be in this.
Yes.
And you're married, and I don't think, I love him as a friend, and I care for him, but there has to, like, you know what, it was good while we had it, but your wife should be your best friend.
Exactly. You know? Go talk to her about y'all's problems.
Yeah.
Talk it out.
I had to put myself in her shoes of, like, I know, oh, I'm sure that if my husband was like, oh, I had a girl best friend, and she knows all of this, and I used to have a crush on her, and it is, but we're best friends now, and no, I still want her in my life, I would be like, heck no.
Yes.
Like, why do you need her in your life? Why do you want her in your life? Am I not enough? So I think boundaries definitely need to be set in friendships, especially if you have a guy best friend or a girl opposite sex, because it's like, why do you need that, you know?
Yeah. No.
But I do believe what you said. Like, I don't think there's a need if you're married or...
But you can be friends. Right, but what do you think? No, I think so. I think guys and girls can be friends
to a certain level, though.
Occasional talk, like, "Hey, how you been? What's up?" That's it.
You see, if his so, literally, yesterday I was watching this video of, like, Steve Harvey. He was having this conversation about that, like, guys and girls being friends, and the interviewer was like, "Do you have any female friends?" And he laughed, and he's like, "No." He's like, because I believe, he's like, and I feel like 99.9% of male feel like if you're friends with somebody with the opposite sex, especially men, it's like your brain works in a sense of, like, low-key in the back of your mind, you're waiting for there to ever be a small chance of you to be able to be with that person. So then I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know. So it's like, can guy and girls be friends without any emotional attachment, if that makes sense?
That's hard because, I mean, I can come off, you know, I can make a conversation and think nothing of it when So what do we do there? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's like...
I could just be like...
You can only control
yourself.
But, like, I think it's important to also think about the other person. Like, como que... Because I know that I have guy friends now. And, of course, I change it now, guys. I don't talk to them daily or any of that stuff. Okay. But
not like every good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. But when I think about it sometimes, because I do... I'm like, if I were to have a significant other, would this bother them? Yeah. Like, I talk to this friend, you know, randomly. Or it's just... I don't know. Would it bother them?
I think it would. I'm the only one that's supposed to be sending you good morning texts.
No, but just like rant, like not always texting, but just like...
Oh, no.
You don't think it would bother them, or you think it would?
No, I think it would. I'm saying, like, no, that can't happen.
Because you know, right? My friends.
Okay, your friends. Like, you talk to them?
Yeah, I have male friends.
Well, I mean, I think...
What do y'all think, guys?
I think you have a long friendship with them.
You see, and that's when it comes down to, like, does that matter? You know, like, because...
Well, I think something would have happened by now.
You see, that's the way that I see it, too. I'm like, come on, like, but with my significant other... Like, for example, si tú, you I and think, Caesar.
Okay.
And Caesar's like, oh, I know this girl, I've known her for years, and we randomly, like, she'll randomly check on, like, hey, how are you? Like, every, I don't know, twice a month or something.
I don't know. I'm a very jealous girl.
So it's like that, I wouldn't be okay with that. I would be like, why does she feel the need to...
But if it was me, I'd be like, but it would have, if something would have
happened,
it would have happened already.
But then I think that's the way, that's when you have to turn it around. Because why is this guy checking on me? Why? Como, I get it, we're friends, but like,
I'm
you know what I mean? Like, why? ¿Por qué tanta la importancia? If we're just friends.
Because well, I want to make sure you're okay in your relationship.
Why, though? Because are you waiting for something to happen?
You want me to say, no, I'm not okay? So you can come in sneakily?
So it's like, why do you care so much? I don't know. It's just interesting when it's the opposite gender. I think
this is very difficult because people can take it a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people actually can be like, oh, I really care about this person. Yeah. I miss their friendship.
Yeah.
So let me check how they're doing.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, I think that's
so
okay.
So why is it okay with girlfriends?
Well, because you know, like, nothing.
You know, like, girls, I know nothing will happen, but why can't?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get what you mean. I think
it's so complicated. This is so complicated.
I think that's why they say you should have, like, girlfriends. I know that, but it's so weird because I feel like I can have a better friendship with a guy.
But because they treat you different, because
maybe they like you.
Yeah, ooh. Maybe they're interested.
But also because, I mean, not to be, but, like, they won't be, like, gossiping or anything. Like, they just be like, this is what it is, this is whatever. And I like that. I like to just be like, we don't have to talk about anything. We'll just be around, you know?
That is
but then,
true.
Like you said, they might treat you differently, and that's why you like it. Uh-huh. I never thought about that.
Right?
This is interesting. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know.
Oh, me neither.
I just feel like...
Because if it was me, I'm like, why are you talking to a girl?
Yeah. No, I'm...
Which, sometimes I don't mind. You know, like, sometimes if you put a story, and there's, like, something, and you swipe up, and comment on something like, haha,
and you accidentally swipe up and you accidentally say hi and you're like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
No, not hi.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, just comment about something like, haha, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that's
right.
If it's not, that's like okay. Every time they post a story,
no, because if I see it too often, then it's like,
why?
What's so funny? Yeah. Why do you feel the need to comment every time?
I'm also the jealous.
You want to know that she's still there?
What? Yeah. So I'm like, I think that's fine.
Okay. Maybe like once every 3 months.
So once a year is fine. No, I get you. I think I'm not saying that. I don't think guys and girls can be friends.
Are we toxic?
Are we toxic? I feel like guys and girls can be friends, but I think that's where the boundaries is important, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like emotionally, having emotional boundaries with people, like, if you're with a guy friend, and you're telling them, oh my gosh, all these things that you can't tell, you can't tell your boyfriend, then it's like that emotional boundary is being crossed. Because even if you feel like, well, I don't like him, that other person might be like, wow, like, she's opening up to me. And you know when you open up to somebody, something is built.
Yes.
You know? Like, it's like, oh, wow, like, they know something so deep about me. So I feel like it's important to have, like, those boundaries of just being aware, not only about yourself, but, like, of the other person. Will they catch feeling for me? How are they feeling, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's important. And I don't know.
Definitely different topics can affect relationships and friendships.
Yeah, because
so just keep everything
simple on the surface. No, I just think it's like me at this point of life. I'm like, like, I have guy friends now, and that's fine. But like, I don't feel the need of having more guy friends. You know what I mean? Like, when it's like, oh, I just want to be your friend. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, like, you want, like, something with me?
Yeah.
And I don't want something. No, like, oh, you would think that, don't you?
No, it's just kind of like, I don't need another guy friend. I need a husband. No, like, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to waste my time being friends.
I get you.
Like, I'm okay with my guy friends that I already have, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
But I don't need to add to that.
That is true.
You know, do you get me?
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know if that made sense.
Girls are welcome.
Girls, be my friend. yeah, I think...
But, yeah, I definitely get you. You're looking for something...
serious. Like, I want... Because sometimes...
For a serious relationship.
Guys could be like, well, let's date. And if not, we could just be friends.
Oh,
and
no. It's like,
no, I'm not... I'm not looking for a friendship. I'm potentially looking for...
like, someone, you know, to share my life with.
To get married to. And when I think about, like, oh, if somebody were to talk to me, you know, in HEB and find my love, the love of my life in
HEB. Specifically.
Like, it's like, I want also to be direct. And I think that's good in boundaries as well. Of like,
direct?
Yeah, direct.
No. Like, what do you mean?
Like, being like, hey, like, maybe not in the first
place. Hello, mama.
Let me talk to you.
What's your number?
You can't reach that up top of that shelf. No, I want to be able to be like, hey, like, I'm not looking for, like, a nice time or, like, oh, I just want to have fun. Oh, I want to have...
Dang, that takes a lot.
But I think it's important so both of us are not just playing games, you know? Like, I don't want to play games. Like, let's be serious.
I'm so, you wouldn't take someone serious if they just asked for your number? Like, hey, you come
Oh, back? No. I'm not going
to
say that.
Oh, hey. I thought you wanted that person, whenever they talk to you, to tell you.
No!
I was like, damn.
That would be kind of creepy, too.
Like, right?
Okay. I just can't reach this.
Exactly. I was like, hold on. You want someone to tell you?
Wait, dude, I'm just trying to get my cereal, girl. No. I mean, like, if we were going on dates, like, if we're both talking about what we want, okay. You know? Why did I talk about that? Why does it always have to be about me and relationships? Anyways, let's talk about boundaries. How about with girlfriends?
With girlfriends.
Yeah, girls that are friends.
Sorry.
Just don't want any confusion here.
You're right. You should be that way. Boundaries with girlfriends. I think... I try to keep some stuff to myself. Uh-huh. And I'm like, is it okay to say this out loud? Or is it okay to tell this to anyone? Uh-huh. I think those are my boundaries. Like, okay. I don't think I should tell my friend this yet. Like, uh-huh. We're not there yet. Or... So, I think with me, it's just my sisters.
Yeah.
And even with them, I have boundaries with them. Like, I don't tell them everything. For example, my relationship.
Yeah.
I don't be like, oh, this Caesar said this to me or Caesar did this, you know?
We had an argument because of this.
Yeah. No, I don't want them to see him differently.
Yeah.
So, I definitely have boundaries with, I would say, girlfriends because those are my girlfriends.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have, like, a few girlfriends, like, super close friends.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to them, I feel like I do have some boundaries of, like, even with relationships, when I look back, I didn't really share a lot about my relationships with them. It's just about, what I do share about is about me.
Like, why didn't you feel the need to share it with them?
I don't know why. I don't know. Like, that's something that I ask myself. I'm like, why do, when I start a relationship, do I close myself off from everyone? I don't know why I do that. I'm trying to change that. New year, new me. God, I just need to practice. God, give me someone.
Practice.
No, but I don't know why I used to do that a lot. Like, yeah, like with my last couple of...
Do you feel like they're going to judge you?
I think it might be down to, like, boundaries, too. Like, I don't like talking about too much about me and him. Kind of, like, it should just be about... If we're going to talk about him, it should be me and him kind of thing. Mm. But... I think I'm open about me, kind of, like, what goes on with me. You know, because I'm very open with you about me. But when it comes to different things, I think...
Maybe, yeah, not say everything because it can bite you in the butt later.
Yeah, I remember I had this teacher.
Actually, I'm thinking about it right now. It's coming to me.
I had this teacher and she was like, I have a lot of girlfriends. But whenever we start talking about our husbands... The only thing that I'm like, yeah, he's all right. Even though my husband is great, she's like, but you can never trust these girls. She's like, you don't know. Like, I'm not saying that girls are mean or anything, but, like, I think it's important to have boundaries of what you talk about with, like, I'm not going to go, like, for example, me and you, right? I mean, I think other than just our relationship as sister-in-law, I think we're good friends, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I think if I'm ever, let me change that, positive me.
Positive me.
I think when I'm married... I feel like there's gonna be things that I can talk to you about and things that I'm like, no, I'm not gonna share all of that with her, you know, because exactly. I think
there's some things that you should keep to yourself.
Yeah, especially for the privacy of him too, right? When it's talking about relationships, it's kind of like the things that we were gonna talk about, like good friendships, because I agree that there's some, I've had my fair share of friends that it's like,
maybe I have trust issues.
Maybe I have bad friends.
Because I'm like, oh, I don't think I have bad friends.
Oh,
I think I just... Have don't trust issues. Yet. Or don't feel like I'm an open person. Because I know some people that are really open.
Yeah.
Like, talk about everything. And I'm just like, I don't know if I should share this information with you.
And like, if you don't feel comfortable,
yeah, I'm like, I don't want to share that I'm broke with you. You know?
What if they're like, let's be broke together? I think it depends with your friend.
I'm going to be judged.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. And I think it could either be both ways. Either because you feel like you can't. What did you say? That you're, maybe you don't trust people? Or it could also be that you don't feel comfortable with the people around you. Because I think it depends also. I know that I have different types of friends. I know that one of my closest friends, I know that I can trust her with things that have happened in my past. Some of them are like, and the other ones I'm like, I know that, not that they're not going to judge me, but I myself don't feel comfortable in sharing this about me, you know? You know what I mean? So I think it comes down to like feeling comfortable and being like, because we've known each other for so long, you know? So I think it comes down to how comfortable you feel with them.
How you've seen on the person. Before.
Yeah, like if, I think if I have a friend that like talks to me about all the other friends, I'm like, I'm not going to tell you my problems because I know they're going to say, you know?
Yes.
So I think it's like, do I know that this person, I could trust them and all these things? Because I think, like you said, I'm very open with certain things, but when it comes to like really deep stuff about me, I think only a handful of people like know, and it's like family members and like, my closest friends. But I think, I just lost my train of thought. what's that other?
Your friends, your close friends.
Oh yeah, I feel like with them, I've felt like I can open up to them because of the fact that they have also opened up. I mean, not that it's like a give and take, but I feel like we're both kind of like, okay, you know?
Okay, I think I can, I get you.
And with other friends, it's just like, either we're not there yet, or
I've seen you react different, so different scenarios.
I think those are good boundaries. Is that healthy? Yeah, because it's, you don't want your business to be out there, right?
Exactly. Especially to someone that you hear
talk about other people all the time. And I think also it's very important to have friends that will tell you straight up, kind of like, the truth, even if you don't like it.
Okay.
Because I know that I have some friends that will just pump me up. Like, be like, yeah! And I have friends that will be like, no, Leslie, like, that's not you. Or, like, why are you doing that? Or, like, I feel like you would tell me straight up, like...
Yeah, I think I'm pretty honest with you.
Like, if I had brought a boyfriend and he's, like, really ghetto and he's, like, in the hood, would you be like, Leslie, that's not the type of guy that you were saying you wanted?
Exactly.
You'd be like...
I think you're just desperate right now.
Leslie, I think you really have hit rock bottom.
No. I think I'm like that with most of my friends.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I don't know how I feel about this. And sometimes it's so hard for me to... be honest.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how that person's going to take
it. Yeah.
Because I'm like, what if they think I'm a hater?
Yes. I agree. I think, I don't know if this is, like, I have my friends that I'm like, I could be honest with them. And I have friends that I'm like, I'm just going to go with the flow. Is that being fake?
I think so.
because it's like, I don't know how they're going to react. So I'm like, I don't want.
But I feel sometimes friends also want you to just...
But then there's those friends that is like, why are you saying that? You should just be supportive.
Exactly.
And it's like...
I think friends, sometimes it's just like, I just want you to hype me up. Why are you telling me otherwise?
And I'm like, I want friends that are going
to... I guess, look at the room, you know?
Oh, yeah, feel the room.
Feel the room.
Wait, what's the saying? How does that sing?
I think something about the room.
We got that part right.
Read the room.
Yeah.
What is wow.
I said, look at... You said, look at the room, and I said...
Hear the room.
Which is, I don't know what it was. But yeah.
Read the room.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Like, kind of like, okay, read the vibe.
Okay, so...
What about boundaries with family members?
I think I have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not like a specific problem. I just feel like I can't say no to my family. Yeah. In anything, like, hey, can you do this for me? I feel like I can't say no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a people pleaser.
Uh-huh.
Even when I know that I can't, and I'm putting so much on my plate, I'm like, yeah, I can do it. I can squeeze myself in.
Yeah.
And knowing that I have all this going on, it's because sometimes I feel like I don't have anything going on.
Yeah.
But a la mera hora, I actually do. And I'm like, oh, no, I already said yes. Now I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But I think with family, it's so hard to say no.
I think, yeah, I was about to say that. Boundaries of family, I would say that's the most difficult. Especially Hispanics. Because I think when you look about, like white people and stuff, it's like, you move out, you do your own thing. With Hispanics, it's like, no, like, you're kind of expected to help your family no matter what. And not that it's a bad thing, yeah, but it's like, it becomes a point where it's like, hasta empiezas a descuidar tu propia kind of familia, you know? Mm. Nothing that you are doing that. I'm just saying in general. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
I know that with my mom, boundaries with my mom, I need to, like, put some, because I know that my mama taught her everything. And then even in relationships in the past, I'm like, oh, isn't this, may you mess, mama? And I mean, not that that's bad, but like, boundaries in communication and boundaries also, or like with my family members, I know that that's an issue too sometimes with like, I see the family and
okay,
who's going to take our grandparents here? Who's going to take them here? Who's, yeah.
Yeah. To me, I feel since I don't work, I have to do much more than everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I, now that I'm seeing it, you know, new me, new year, new me.
New year, new Nancy.
I'm like, well, I don't know if it should be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I don't feel like I have, like, a problem with, like, yeah, my siblings telling me what to do. But I do feel that it should be equally.
Yeah, and it comes down to that. I think,
like, if you, si lo piensas bien, it's like, okay, for example, in a family,
mm-hmm.
right? We're five kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I mean, your parents are getting older. Mm-hmm. They probably have appointments, mm-hmm. you know, medical appointments, whatever.
Yeah.
Or stuff to do. And it's like, oh, well, you could go, Nancy. Like, you don't work. I work.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're all the same kids.
Yeah.
Todos somos hijos. Let's divide each other. You know, like, equally. I'm going to do this today.
But then next Tuesday. And it's not, I feel like, it's important to, because I know I, with different scenarios, and then you start guilt shaming you, shaming mm-hmm. yourself of like, oh, but I do work. Oh, but I do have free time. Oh, but you know.
Yeah.
It's important to be like, okay, like you said, like coming down of like, it's not about that. It's more about just, it has to be equal for everybody, because who is to say your responsibility is bigger than mine? Like, who is to say that because
yeah.
you have a job or you do this and that, that means that my whatever I have to do is not it's as nothing. Important. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't have a job, but I do have a family yeah. to take care of.
Yeah.
Which is actually a job yeah. as well. And como te digo, todos tenemos responsabilidad. Mm-hmm. The free time, you know, I have to be like, well, I need free time too for yeah. myself, because I don't important. Always get it.
Yeah. But I think, no, that's important, the free time too, because people don't value that of like, what, you have free time, why don't you just do it? But it's like, sometimes we need that free time, like self-care. Like, I need to just have a breather. But I think it's important to come down of like, okay, equally, you know, we're all have the time, that looking of like, okay, actually, let's look at, no responsibility is bigger.
Actually, también. The don't put others above you.
Yes.
Put yourself yes. equally.
Yeah. It's starting equally and then going to like, you should put yourself first. People see that as selfish, but I don't think it's selfish. It's because if you're not well yourself, how are you expecting to take care of others? You know, si tú andas toda por cualquier lado, ¿cómo vas a cuidar a los demás?
Me all the time.
You know what I mean? Like, how? It's gonna come down to the point where it's yeah. like, dang it. I what's going on, right? Por eso yeah. le está cayendo el pelo a mi amiga.
No, yeah, I definitely need to work on that, yeah. on not putting others above me, like, yeah. putting, like, okay, you do have a job, but I do too, girl, like, I got all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
Just put yourself equally. I guess sometimes you can be generous, be like, yeah, you know, yeah. I'll give my free time and I'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad.
No.
It's
no.
just whenever, you know, if you keep saying yes, yes, yes,
yes
to time. Everything, it's like, okay, you're putting too much on your plate. Like,
yeah.
know when to say no.
Yes, exactly. I think that's definitely a big, being able to say no. Because yeah. I know me and Nancy are both people pleasers. So it comes to the point of like, you're exhausted by the end of the day. And it's like, I didn't do anything for myself. I was yeah. just pleasing everybody else, you know.
Yeah. And you're feeling generous, offer yourself. Be yeah. like, hey, I'm feeling free yeah. this week, so yeah. if you want, you know, you can work and I can go this yeah. time, and you can, you know, get me next time.
Yeah. And the reality is, you have to be generous with you too. Like,
yeah.
how can I treat myself? I know that one of the things that me and Nancy were talking about is that her New Year's resolution is that she's gonna be like, take care of herself more.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
Think about myself more.
Yeah, I think. It goes back
starting
to
off, I was telling her, I was like, starting off with the little things. Starting off with the little things. High maintenance. I'm like, I use a Walmart shampoo maybe that's why I have a lot of dandruff. I'm gonna stop using that.
Hey, yo, te like a, oh, I'm gonna start. What did I say? Taking time for myself, meditating in the morning. Oh, she's like, we're so different.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna change my shampoo, Leslie. I'm gonna meditate. Oh, okay.
It's so funny. But yeah, I think it's important to, especially like during this new year, being able to prioritize yourself. It's not easy. Definitely not easy. Because, yeah, like I said, like the way that you're raised, especially us Hispanics, like it's like, no, like, I know that me growing up, my mom would be like, ayuda, ayuda, like, you know, play, help. And not that helping is wrong.
Acomedidos. And I love being acomedido. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's the point that it's like, yes, there needs to be that boundary of like, hey, this is too much. You know, this is kind of,
you're like, no, I really can't. Wish I can, but I can't.
But I can't. Because, I mean, I think if people should also, in the other side, be able to understand that and be like, you know what, you're right. You know, we haven't thought about you. How are we accommodating you?
I don't think people want to accommodate me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, I think it's important. Boundaries are important, especially in just different areas. Friendships, relationships, family.
Oh, and even friendships. Because you know how we were saying with friendships, sometimes you feel like you can't say it all to somebody. And it's like, okay, well, who do I tell? Like, if I don't tell my girlfriends, who do I tell? Maybe, you know, a good suggestion would be like, vent to a therapist.
Yeah. Google me, guys, and I could be a therapist. No, I'm just kidding.
Promotion or what? No. I think that's...
No, it's important, and it's healthy, especially because...
It's healthy.
I
mean, I don't have one, but I have been thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I think I definitely recommend
like a judge-free zone.
Yeah, because I know that when I'm like, oh, I think about marriage, I'm gonna... Of course, my husband wants it too, right? But I would love to have a therapist because it's like... A marriage therapist, even if we're not having issues, just to help each other communicate. But anyways, that goes to another thing. But I think it's important, like you said, a judge-free zone. No como, of course, if you tell, for example, if you tell your sister, hey, me and Caesar had this argument, da, 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 most likely, not saying that this is 100%, but they're going to take your side because it's like, you're their sister. If you tell me things, it's hard for me to be like, ooh, well, do this, do that, because it's like, he's my brother, you're my sister. It's different, you know, I think. If it's a family member, it changes things. A friendship, sometimes when they're your friends, they don't want to hurt you. But when they're hyping you up, like, leave him. They don't know the whole story.
Yes.
You know? So
they just know some glimpses of
your
life.
So it's like, it's so important to have that, like, outsider, which is a therapist, to help you, guide you, not just tell you, leave him, or do this, or do that. Because a therapist really, like, job is not to advise you to do anything. It's just to help you see things in a different perspective and give you the tools to how to handle those situations. So I just think, yeah, I agree.
Because, como tú dices, some friendships are like, do this, do that, but they don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
You just choose what to tell them.
Yeah, yes,
and
exactly.
And that's why they're like, oh, well, screw him.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because
if you want, like, an honest...
Yeah.
No sides, no nothing.
Yeah, look for a therapist. I think we need to take off the whole, like, oh, mental health is not important or all that. It's important, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, but boundaries, guys.
And then I'm like, should I book one?
You're like, Googling it. Let me see.
No, I think like, me and Caesar usually talk it out. Yeah. Or I'm like, I express to him, because he's my better half. So I'm like, you know everything about me.
Yeah.
Here, take it.
Take it. Do something with it.
It's cheaper.
No, but yeah, I think it's definitely important. But guys, yeah, try to think about what boundaries you think you need to make.
Yes.
Of like, okay, you know what? Even if it's not huge.
You're like, enough is enough.
Yes. I need to. But even like being able to be real with yourself, because sometimes you're like, no, pero es que no me gusta. Al cabo que yo sé que yo no lo quiero. Or whatever. Like, be real with yourself.
Yeah.
Not only like about you, but like, okay, is that the other person? No. You know, like, are you hurting them? Are you...
Don't only think about yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, it has to come down to like, hey, this is enough. Cause I know of friendships that are like friends that have told me about their own friendships where it's like, well, this person, you know, I always do this for them, and they never do this for me. Or that's when boundaries also need to be set, because...
For sure. Right? Like, that is like, true. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, like, sometimes it's just about... What I've learned, I know that growing up, it's like, no, but you should give. But I think a relationship or friendship, whatever, it should be equal, give and take, you know? Like, nobody can always be just the giver, and nobody can always just be the taker, because that's just not fair. Como te digo, there's friendships where it's like, oh, I always do this. I'm always there for them, for this. They're always here. Da, 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 da. But on the other side, it's like, they're never there for me. They're always busy. They never do anything for me. And it's like, you need to stand up for yourself and be like, hey, this is not healthy, and I need to put boundaries in this. You know, like...
Tu dices, you can't always give.
No, I know that I have had to do that with my friendships, too, of like, hey, I feel like you're only talking to me when you're having issues, but you don't really care about me as a person. Mm. And I think that's healthy because that other person didn't even know that's how I felt. And being able to communicate that was like, oh, wow, I'm sorry about that, you know? Mm. It's hard to get to that.
Because you're pretty open. Me, I'll just won't talk to that person. I close them out. You know?
Cut them out of your life.
One-sided relationships.
Yeah.
There, I feel like there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Big word. I mean, it's not a big word, but like, the one-sided relationship, that's exactly what I was talking about, but it didn't have a, yeah.
Yeah.
Even in marriages, super. Right? Like,
I do my side eye real quick. I'm like, oops, guilty.
Like, wow, I'm always the one that's talking about my issues. Do I ever hear him out? What is going on with him? I feel like that's whenever it's like, you don't even know the person that you're living with because it's always about you, you know? Or it's always about him or whatnot. So I think it's important to have a balance.
That is true.
And boundaries of like, hey, like, speaking up. And it's hard.
Like, hey, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Enough about me.
Enough about me today.
For the week. It's been enough.
Yeah. So I think it's an important topic to keep in mind.
Relationships. Friendships.
I mean, you got serious in this one, huh? New year, new us? What?
I know. The only serious one for the whole year.
For the whole year. Guys, enjoy it while it lasts. No, but yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you like this topic. Maybe you can make some changes for yourself this new year. It's definitely something to reflect on.
Definitely. I think it's a good, interesting topic too. I think everybody... It's not like, oh, well, I don't need that. I think everybody needs to set boundaries in some first place or whatever. Even in jobs.
For you to be healthy.
So going back, does Emily need to put boundaries?
Oh, definitely.
Who are you, Camille? You're Camille.
Yeah, I probably am.
No, you're Emily.
No.
You're baddie.
I think you're Emily.
That's kind of offensive. You think I would sleep with my friend's husband or brother? Or what is it? Boyfriend?
Not brother. But you don't know, but you didn't know about boundaries. Let's say this is 2016, Leslie.
No. I didn't know about boundaries, but I knew about respect. Like, I ain't about to go sleep with her boyfriend. I'm very, like, hardcore of, like, no, I wouldn't even talk
to you.
My
girl code?
Yeah, girl code. Oh, okay. Girl code. We should talk about that girl code in next podcast.
What is girl code?
Who is girl code? Remember?
Why is girl code?
I'll give you a better one.
Okay.
If you can say where that comes from, guys.
We didn't say it right.
Yeah, I know.
But if you kind of know what we're referencing to, you're the real MVP. And let us know. So we can know that you're the real MVP.
Yeah.
All right. So you had a question for us?
Yeah. We're going to end with this question, guys. When you walk in front of people, so the best scenario that I have is like in church, right? And when you walk into a pew, do you do butt to face or crotch to face?
I said butt to face.
Me too. I mean, I think butt that's face? The better thing to do.
Like, put my butt
I mean,
to
neither
it.
Of them are the best things, right? But like, I would not want to put.
Yeah, no. Even sometimes, like, you're squishing
it's so
yourself
awkward.
In front too. Yeah, and I'm like, what if y'all make
when
eye contact?
Do that, I'm like,
what are you gonna make eye contact? You know, like, and what if they're like staring?
It's really awkward. I do butt to face.
Yeah.
Hoping that nothing comes out when I'm walking. I'm just kidding, guys. No, but I do butt to face for sure.
Yeah, me too.
It's even like, though I have a huge dump
I'm going to have my back like, on you. I don't know where you're looking, so I'm just going to keep walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a question to think about. What do you do?
What do you do? what if someone falls in love with you, girl? Crush the face? You know, like, you have eye contact, weird like, story. Love at first sight? No?
No. Have a great rest of your week.
Great start of your year.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.